Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from a devotional book that's put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It's called Extreme Devotion. This book catalogs the struggles of God's people over past years. Today, we're going to old France, and we're visiting Franz Ravenas and Martin Guibert. On hearing the death sentence, you will receive it as the invitation of the King of Glory, who invited you to his wedding feast. The instructions were difficult but clear. The French authors Franz Ravenas and Martin Guibert wrote an instruction manual for Christians facing the threat of death. Their publishing office was their jail cell during the French Revolution. They saw their cell as the antechamber to paradise. When they've finished reading your sentence, the manual continues, you will say with many martyrs who have gone before you, thank God. Sing joyful songs, and when they bind your hands, say the words of St. Paul, I'm ready not only to be bound, but also to die for the name of Jesus Christ. And then on the way to being shot, speak to the guards from Scripture about the delight of suffering and dying for Christ. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Romans 8:35. When you encounter the executioner, remember the words of the great martyr Ignatius. When will the happy moment come when I will be slaughtered for my Savior? How long must I wait? And remember to also say a prayer for the persecutors. Well, Ravenas and Guibert were beheaded. Their words are too much to imagine for most Christians in free nations, but they are followed even today in restricted nations. Romans 8:38-39 says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Every day that we live should come with a warning. Watch out. At any given moment, tragedy is a distinct possibility. Whether we're riding in a vehicle, crossing a street, or just going about our daily work, we are not safe from an accident, a disease, or a purposeful act of violence. While we can't live protected from the evils of this world, we can live with the promise that God gives us. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can cut us off from the love that we have in Jesus. Although you may never die for your faith, you may face rejection and other painful persecutions. God's love will instruct you and help you face all that comes your way today. Well, if you'd like to be put on the mailing list, well, we'll talk about the mailing list in a minute. How about just your own copy of Extreme Devotion? It's not a free book, but if you will email Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org, you can ask them how to receive your copy of Extreme Devotion. Then the January 2024 edition of the newsletter from Voice of the Martyrs has come. And I'd like to read to you from the beginning of that a word from the president, the present leader of Voice of the Martyrs in Oklahoma. His name is Cole, C-O-L-E. And here's an article he's written. Now, this magazine, quite a bit, is dedicated to North Korea, as you will see. It happens to be one of my heartthrobs, a place that I like to deal with a lot. But first, the USSR, he says, followed by China, Cuba, and other communist regimes, spared no expense in indoctrinating children. Lenin said, we are the party of the future, and the future belongs to the youth. And persecuting regimes have emulated the Soviet young pioneers ever since. In Germany, Hitler was an early adopter. His Hitler Youth movement was critical to the period preceding the Holocaust and World War II. By the end of 1933, the year he took power, the group had 2 million members. In 1936, all other youth organizations were banned, and every German young man, excluding Jews, of course, was required to participate. A decade later, North Korea, inspired by these examples, took it a step further. Kim Il-sung and his Soviet overseers established a comprehensive program of indoctrination that began at birth and established North Korea's leader as the sole authority and focal point of worship within a religio-political system reminiscent of Roman emperor worship in the time of the early church. It is important that we understand what is at stake when persecuting regimes, whether communist, Islamist, radical Hindu, Buddhist, or secularist. When persecuting regimes make children a primary objective. God has given the authority and responsibility for raising children to parents, with the local church playing a supporting role. Persecutors intentionally usurp God's delegated authority, with the government taking the place of both God and parent by force. Ungodly governments attack the sacred role of parenthood because they know it is their only path to victory. In North Korea, children are labeled at birth according to their father's loyalty to the Kim regime. This label controls each child's future prospects for education, employment, and social standing. Then, beginning with the child's first words and continuing through his or her formative years, the government serves as the sole source for education about truth, faith, and morality. Parents have no standing and are imprisoned for dissent. By age 10, all North Korean children must swear allegiance and join the Children's Union, the emblem of which is a red kerchief, originally a feature of the USSR's Young Pioneers. With such a systemic apparatus of manipulation arrayed against our little brothers and sisters in Christ, their situation may seem hopeless, but we must be committed to the fight. May it never be true that persecutors value their lies more than we value God's truth. We must serve our young Christian brothers and sisters at any cost. Let us not grow weary or despair, because God is greater. The power of His Word can break years of indoctrination in an instant. We have seen the miracle of how foundational Christian truth has been passed down through generations of North Koreans who have lived under oppression for more than 70 years. No dictator, government, or ideology can stand against God's Word. When we obediently pay the price to proclaim it, God is faithful to bring forth eternal fruit through His Word. That's from Cole, the leader of Voice of the Martyrs in Oklahoma. I think a well-written article. We'll be doing more of North Korea in weeks to come in January. And I do hope that you will join with me for those very important messages. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. By the way, if you want that magazine delivered to your door free every month, totally free every month, you need to get in touch with the people again at Voice of the Martyrs. That's vom.org. That's simple, vom.org, and ask them online for your own free magazine. Bless you. Again, this is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.